Now, back to Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.
Roger, JP Show, 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025. By the way, one other quick thing, a headline relating to the Olympics. You know how you've seen Snoop Dogg out there, but most importantly, Flavor Flav being the guy who bankrolled the women's water polo team, they say.
How the hell is he bankrolling anything?
Maybe it's cheap to bankroll the water polo. I didn't know he had water polo bankrolling money.
I didn't think he had anything left.
He did something, right?
He had his failed chicken restaurants, right? And he was a crackhead, so I know he spent a lot of money on the crack.
Boy,
maybe it's his VH1 money.
Those are words they said. He bankrolled that water polo team. But now, check this out. Women's rugby has recruited Jason Kelce as their super fan. So another star is now in. How about that?
I got news for you. Before
I get eyeballs.
After the other show, when I came in here to just drop my stuff off, I looked up and women's rugby was on the TV.
Oh, my TV. God.
Yo. This one chick, this black girl, ran like her ass was on fire. She took off and just split people.
Plowed them over. There was nobody.
I was like, what is this? I never even knew women's rugby existed. And then she got so far, and then, you know, somebody came from another one. They caught her, so she does that rugby thing. They get the ball, and then a partner coughed it up. And then all of a sudden, and then some girl from the other team got the ball. Same girl. Who took off like a bat out of hell, got up and planted this girl. I was like, that is a beast.
Sounds like women's rugby might have a chance of getting our attention.
I'll watch that again.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's the thing. I was watching men's rugby, too. It's like the Olympics. I'm sorry, Brett, but the Olympics make people watch sports that if they didn't even know they existed or they would not have normally watched them. But it's just fun now because of the country situation. I don't know. But I was watching men's rugby and I was like, I feel like if America, if there's like a national rugby, like the NFL type of thing, I would like it. I feel like I would really like it. Yeah, I mean, it's rough. But these guys who were super excited, France was, you know, for the first time, it was a whole France story, which it seems like there's a lot of conspiracy. I don't know. But it was so exciting to watch.
What's the conspiracy?
I mean, how come France is all of a sudden first time everything? First time France has won this. I was watching the cycling thingy. Like all these France people are, you know, French people are. Yeah, it feels weird.
All the Francies.
Monica, when I was a kid, I was playing in an indoor soccer tournament, and we were the host club. We was Oceanside, and we were playing against Oceanside in the finals. We would score a goal, and it would be like, goal Deer Park, right? And then all of a sudden, a kid from Ocean, goal Oceanside! I was like, okay. You know, I was a little kid. I was probably like 10, 11 years old. Maybe I was 12. I don't even know. I'll never forget that.
We used to do that all the time. When announced for the Islanders, we'd be like, goal Tampa Bay Lightning.
No.
New York Islanders.
Right. That's professional sports. We were 10, you know, 11, whatever.
Yeah, that's funny, though. You're like crushing kids' souls.
Right.
No big deal. Some kid named John scored for Deer Park. Who cares? Right. They suck.
Right.
We scored. Oceanside rules. Right. You guys drool.
And then I ended up with like 11 goals in the tournament, something, 3 goals a night, something stupid, whatever it was. And I got skunked for the MVP from some kid who didn't on that team, who didn't have what I had. I'm like,
but he was the home team.
Of course.
See, I'm telling you, it feels like France is doing that. I don't know. I was watching the women's mountain biking. I'm watching all the stuff.
Wow, you really are.
Love the Olympics. but and USA was fighting for a bronze, right? And then kicked butt and was going for this. It was going to be actually looked like she was going to win the silver. And then all of a sudden it was like, but France, you know, and then France like pulls way ahead. I'm like, oh, come on, people. Like this is rigged. Someone, I don't know. It feels rigged. Oh, when's it going to be in America again? Let's rig it for Americans, please.
Since you had all weekend and you obviously watched women's mountain biking, you must have watched everything. Was there some point where they went to commercial and they had said, coming up next, the women's mountain biking? And they went to commercial and you're like, ooh, I got to quick get a snack and come back. Did you realize like what am I doing? Yeah, I'm pumped up for the next thing after commercials. Like, did you really?
Yeah, no, honestly, when I realized it was when I realized I was waiting for a commercial to go to the bathroom or to get something. And I'm like, Monica, like, it's not the Bills game right now. You know what I mean? You can miss five seconds of something and it's still going to be happening. So that's when
men's archery is next. You got to watch archery.
No, I don't.
But worse than that, it was also... we're back together weekend or whatever on the NFL network with all the training camps, and all these reporters were at all these different training camps reporting from them and giving all the news. So it was just, I mean, I was supposed to stay home this weekend, I think.
You were made to stay home.
It had everything I wanted.
I'll watch that women's rugby again, though.
Yeah.
That chick has gotten Kyle Brandt's angry run attention because she was plowing through everybody.
Did you ever see a clip sometime in your life where they're branding a cow, and they just, the cows are like docile, and they're just, or cattle, whatever, they're just docile, just sitting there, and all of a sudden they brand them, and that thing goes absolutely ballistic.
Yeah.
That woman got that ball and ran like somebody just like put a brand on her ass, and she took off. Like, there were two girls in her way, and she just split them.
What would it take for you to get tackled by her?
I would not. I don't want my. I'm Frenchy. I'm going to see my surgeon today after the show.
Are you?
I am not letting that chick.
Don't hit me.
No, definitely not.
You just crumble into a million pieces.
She would blow me up.
Yeah, we are not made to be on a field with these ladies.
No.
Who was the one lady I saw? Alex. No, Alev Kelter. She said there was a highlight of her where she's running and this little girl comes up and tries to stop her in rugby, and she stiff arms this girl who just, thump, you know how your legs just go out from under you and you get flattened?
Yeah.
I mean, literally in the same spot, legs out, flat on the ground like a cartoon.
You know what? And I think Brett will have my back on this one. The problem with me with these Olympics is like, they need hooks.
Mm-hmm.
They need this Snoop Dogg hook.
Yeah,
and
that's
they
what
need
I have.
This
yeah.
Travis Kelce
totally
hook.
Agree.
And they need this... You know,
I think they're doing a good job. Like,
I'm not saying they're not doing a good job, but they never needed. You know, last time around they had like a separate broadcast with Snoop and Kevin Hart, and it was funny. You know, it was funny and it was different, and that was cool. But now it just seems like they need some hook besides the sports to get people to watch it. You know.
Like, I'll tune into, like, I looked it up. Flavor Flav USA Water Polo is supposed to be Tuesday, tomorrow. So I'll probably try to seek that out in some way, shape, or
nice
form.
Brett.
Breaking, the breakdancing stuff starts in August.
Dude, there was a whole article.
Like, August 9th, I saw.
Brett, there was a whole article yesterday. I don't know if you saw it, but in the Post, that was, they interviewed Turbo.
From breaking
to Electric Boogaloo, and it was a whole interview with Turbo. I'm like, are we serious right now?
But I mean, why not? I didn't even know.
I think Ozone's dead, right?
Yeah, he died. He passed away.
Turbo's still alive, and
I feel like
it was complete with that whole video clip of him with the broom when they're working in that little convenience store, and he goes outside and he starts popping and locking with the broom. I'm like, oh my God. Where are we?
Olympics are you know, inclusive, I guess. But I feel like as far as like a hook, I don't think it hurts. Like, who's not going to tune in? But I think for me, it's more.
A lot of people aren't going to tune in.
I feel
that's
like.
The that's why they need the hook.
But I feel like for a lot of people as well, and for me specifically too, is I don't care. Like, I was watching women's mountain biking and rugby and stuff. Because of the competition. I think if the announcers are making it like, okay, well, this is the first time this is going to happen, or this person's going to break a record, or they're neck and neck and who knows who's going to win. And that to me is what I'll watch anything that is like that.
Story.
Yeah. I don't need you know, this person's a million miles ahead, or this person's, you know, it's 175 to two. And I don't need any of that. I need a close, exciting, competitive. And the announcers are carrying it that way. That's what got me watching women's mountain biking.
I saw this highlight after because I don't care. So there's a synchronized diving team, last name Cook, other name Bacon. So they call themselves Team Cook and Bacon. So I see Paris Olympics, Team Cook and Bacon takes it. I'm like, what is this? It's just diving. Like, if it was actually like them cooking bacon together, that'd be That'd be amazing. I'd watch maybe? That. Yeah, that I would watch.
Look at Japan cook that bacon. That's so amazing.
So crispy.
It's crispy without being burnt. How do they do it?
And not that fatty either. Nice job.
Well, right, there's different ways to get people to watch the Olympics. Maybe that's just a sidelight. They'll get you here and there.
Did you see they have to have passports for the horses?
No.
There's a whole thing. Yeah, I didn't read it. I just saw the headline. The horses that are there for the competitions, I guess, for the equestrian stuff, the horses needed passports. I'm like, this is just,
well,
I just saw the headline. I didn't dive into it. I just saw the headline. I'm like, if that's true, like if that's what this article is about, that's dumb.
Well, don't they have to keep track of them somehow? Like they have, you know what I mean? I understand.
The owners keep track of their horses. But that horse is ready to, you know, they're.
I mean, the horse isn't going to like break loose and go take someone's job in France. Like, what are you worried about?
Right.
Make sure no illegalities happen where like they're subbing horses out or something. I don't know. They have to have an up and up system. And I don't know if it's necessarily needs to be a
horse trafficking young female horses.
It would be funny if the Olympics were here and that article was like, passports need horses to get into America. Uh-huh. Horses need passports to get into America.
Yeah.
But ..
Yeah, that's a weird one. Well, they're pretty good. I caught myself watching synchronized swimming at one point. I'm like, what am I watching? But it was the American team doing this robot thing. If you get a chance to look up the highlight, it's kind of sick. They went to like this new level, according to the announcer. And Monica, it goes to what you said. The announcer tells the story.
Yeah.
And she's like, what they're doing is beyond anything I've seen in synchronized swimming. And it was they were acting like robots and everything was just perfect. Mm-hmm. And then the score came in and you were like, oh, it must be Russian judges because they got hurt a little bit. It's worth the watch because it's kind of insane to think humans can do that, which is a lot of what the Olympics is. You're blown away by what humans can actually do. In this case, it was something I never really watched before, and it was kind of amazing. All right, Roger, JP, 102.5 The Bone. Be right back.